Hey all you sexy geeks out in Infonomicon land, this is Infonomicon Radio episode 51.
Hey, I have a hobby and I want my friends to pay for it. So before listening to my podcast, you're going to have to listen to a few words from our sponsors. Having sponsors is great. It keeps me from having to pay for bandwidth, and it also has the added bonus as it keeps my hobby from being a true expression of me. And it makes it more of a job. This is fun. Hey, have you ever wanted to? Insert generic dream. Well, that's great, because with insert generic product, you can be on your way to insert generic destination. With all the insert generic gender checking you out with your new insert generic product, go click on over to insert generic web destination and start living insert generic day.
Info motherfucking ass-tastic Nomicon Radio!
Because it is info, you got your nom and your icons.
This is Pixel Fiend. Listen to Info Nomicon.
Just join technology one bit at a time. You're listening to Info Nomicon Radio. Truths and opposite. Technology, like it or not.
Hey, Droops, this is Toja. I just watched Infonomicon TV6, and it's pretty good. I like it. Some cool stuff, and you got quite a cute little beard. Keep it up. It's good work.
Well, hey, everybody, this is Droops, and this is Infonomicon Radio, episode 51. And yay, 51, we're almost to the 52, which would have been 1 year, and that should have been several months ago, but with our slow production cycle, that's how it goes. So what the fuck have we been up to if we haven't been putting out radio shows? Well, let me tell you, we have been putting out radio shows of sorts. Mr. Fizzone has been hard at work, and we're almost done, I believe, with the code for Podcast Incubator version 2. And it's going to be a lot of PHP that's going to control a lot of things and make the site a lot more automated for everyone. And then he's going to give that code out to anyone that wants it under the GPL. So people that say, hey, Podcast Incubator is a good idea, but I don't want to have to do all the code to do it, we'll be able to have a nice database run site. Boom. There you go. And, well, we're doing radio shows too. DOSman and I were talking the other day. DOSman, of course, is from the Packet Sniffers. If you haven't looked at that video, go to infonomicon.org and click on the link. And we've come up with a system of doing a daily radio show. Now, who wants to hear me talk every day? That's nobody. I don't even want to hear myself talk every day. But I do want to hear good tech radio. And a lot of shows, Infonomicon included, are supposed to be tech shows, but it mainly ends up talking about my poo or what I had for supper yesterday or what other people thought about something and blah, 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 blah. Hardcore tech is very lacking. And you have to listen to a lot of stuff to get tech on some of these shows. So we've come up with a daily show that's going to be nothing but tech. It's going to be like, here is a couple Linux tips, and then the show is over. There's no fluff. There's no nothing. The show will at least be 5 minutes long every day, and we're getting together a cast of characters to help host these shows so that if we have 14 people, you're only going to have to listen to me once every 2 weeks, and that would really be really nice. And we're working on ways of recording these things because a lot of people that we want to get aren't really in the media scene as it would be. Dan from the Linux Link Tech Show has actually set up an asterisk box for us to record stuff on so we can have conferences that are all recorded and nice sounding. And I think that's really cool. So be looking for this. We've bought a domain. We're working on the site. I believe tomorrow we're going to have our first real episode. And as soon as we can get a couple episodes recorded, we're going to start the show off. And podcast feed, or you can go to the website. It'll be on Hacker Media, and pretty much everyone that's involved is going to tell all their friends to listen to it. Because it'd be really nice to have a good hardcore tech show. Now, I'm not going to quit doing Infonomicon to do this, but I mean, Infonomicon's slow, and it slowly comes out, and I think a daily show would just be awesome. I'd really like to compete with these people who have ads on their shows and try to sell you shit everywhere you look, and are a lot more popular than Infonomicon. Because I really, really think that the internet should not have ads everywhere, and I really hate looking at ads. I try my damnedest not to look at them. You should look at my computer, running a little ad block, running my host file, going to websites that there are ads. I just don't go to those. I try not to go to those, I should say. Anyway, on with the show. Well, for those of y'all that are worried about Mr. Obfuscated, let me tell you that he is not a happy camper. He has electricity. His apartment's still there. He has internet now, I believe. And he also has a lot of work to do. He's been working really hard at the place he works and making sure that people get what they need. He's kind of in the supply business, as it would be. So he's out there and he's alive and it's all good. As soon as we can get him on the show, we're going to get some firsthand accounts of what Obfuscated thinks about the hurricane. Well, I recently had a magazine that was 66 pages long, and 16 of those 66 pages were ads for one company. That's fucking awesome. Full-page ads, one page after the other, for 16 pages. I love seeing that in a magazine. Bob Denver passed away, and you're saying, how in the hell is that related to tech? Well, I'll tell you how that is related. The boat that they took and they crashed into the island was named the SS Minnow. Now, Minnow, it's a fish name, it's a stupid name for a boat, right? Whatever. No, Minnow was a real guy. Minnow was Newton Minnow. He was the JFK appointed FCC chairman who called at a National Association of Broadcasters convention in 1961. He called television a vast wasteland. And they named the boat after him. And that's awesome. Microsoft is in talks to buy part of AOL. Now, even with Microsoft's monopoly, Google's still kicking their ass, and they don't like it. And just a little side note to AOL. Remember, like, 5 years ago when you were in, like, really aggressive competition with Microsoft trying to get dial-up subscribers? And now they like you because they think they can use you. And they're not using you to help you. They're using you to help themselves. So if you're going to go with them, AOL, you need to take full advantage of what they got and fuck them over, because that's exactly what they're going to try to do with you. Let's see. I was reading an article the other day about cyber looting and the Hurricane Katrina aftermath. Now, you've all seen this looting of the people, you know, coming out of the stores with televisions and VCRs and shit. I guess DVD players. No one steals a VCR, I guess. But there's a lot of cyber criminals, as they would be, who have registered some domain names. One of these cyber criminals is a guy named Bob Moneyhan, and also known as Demon Moon. Florida has filed suit against this guy because he registered a bunch of domain names like KatrinaHelp.com, KatrinaFamilies.com, KatrinaDonations.com. And he was having all that money donated to his private PayPal account. Not any fun to help anyone in Katrina other than himself, and he was not affected. And, of course, this is just like they did with the tsunami. Always want to say that T. And scams and cybercrime, supposedly, is denting public interest in online services such as shopping and banking. Because, well, there's crooked people everywhere. And it's much easier to go to a bank that you've seen for, like, the last 30 years of your life, and it's built out of bricks, and everyone goes there, as compared to some new branch that you've never heard of before. And it's in a shady part of town run out of cardboard box. You just wouldn't want to give them your money. And with the internet, it's really easy for people to put up a front. Since August, 2,500 storm-related sites have been registered. On September 3rd alone, 450 domains with the word Katrina were registered. Now, of course, some of these are going to be good. And some of these are actually really for helping people. But I'm going to say most of them are bad, and oddly enough, most of them are still under construction. And I think if I was going to be the scum sucker that would buy, you know, KatrinaHelpers.com, then I would probably want to have my site up and ready so I could, you know, steal my money from people who are trying to help people and just continue to be a bastard. Anyway, how would we fix such a problem? Well, domain registers, so who they go to get these names, don't, you know, look and see the content of the page. Once you buy the domain name, it's pretty much yours. You can do what you need with it. And so that's really hard to do. You could have a, like an online system for reputations. But I think that would be a logistical nightmare, and it would still be something that you could defraud. So what do you do about things like this? Email us, droops@infonomicon.org, and give us solutions for how to handle being safe online, but going to a site that you think you can trust. I think that's kind of an interesting topic. Now, what's a site that people think they can trust? Well, that'd be Google. And Google is a business, y'all. Google can do evil. And what is Google? Not the actual literal definition, but Google is an internet advertising company. They're not a search engine company. They're not an email providing company. That's all features that they have for their main business, which is their advertising. And Google has been quietly buying up miles and miles of dark fiber and getting super fast connections between major cities like New York and Atlanta. And what's Google going to do with this dark fiber that they're going to put a light through and all this high-speed connection? Well, they're going to go with some broadband stuff, baby. The next thing with the internet is broadband. I mean, America, I believe now, has more broadband users than dial-up users, and that's awesome. So what are people doing with this broadband? And granted, our broadband kind of sucks as compared to other countries' broadband. Well, music, video, TV, things like that, broadband is well suited for. Now, Google, if they want to do things like this, is going to have to pay a lot more because they have to pay for bandwidth themselves, and they have to go through an ISP. Like I have Bell South, and when I go to Google, my Bell South talks to somebody and talks to somebody and talks to somebody and eventually talks to Google's internet service provider, and Google has to pay for that bandwidth. And if they were their own ISP with their own little network, that would be a step out of what they have to pay, and maybe they could save a little money and make a little money because they're a business, and making money is what they do. Not being nice to you, making money is what they do. Google has Google Earth and Google Maps. Takes a lot of bandwidth. They also have a beta video search. But there's rumors of a Google Music, a Google TV, and a Google Talk, which would be similar to like a Skype kind of thing. And things like that use the bandwidth. Now, Skype really doesn't, because Skype is a peer-to-peer network, and Google's not really into that. Google's going to want to be putting ads on the computer. Now, some of us like the blogs and some of us don't. And Google, I have a complaint with whenever I'm searching for something, there should be an option to exclude blogs from the search. Because a lot of blogs are really irrelevant. And there's a lot of people like me spouting off their opinion, but in text form. Well, some people are really into blogs. And I guess for certain things, they're very handy. And places like Google are always slow with the blogs. So the race is on to become the blog search engine. There's places like Technorati Incorporated, Feedster, and IceRocket.com who are seeing this opportunity and trying to seize on it. And they're trying to real-time search blogs. And I think that's really cool because that's instant content. Like when I put it up there, if I was a blogger, these places would have it as soon as like humanly possible. Or, excuse me, as soon as computerly possible, because that's probably a shitload faster than humanly. And while Google will take a while to do it, I can see when Google searches my site, and they're not very often searching my site. And, well, how are these blog search engines going to work? Well, let's say I have, well, I guess I kind of have a blog on Infonomicon, the front page, which spouts off our information. Well, how are they going to know that that's a blog? I'm not using any blog software. I mean, it's all just straight PHP and HTML. So how are they going to understand that's a blog? I mean, obviously you can go to blogger.com or well-known blog sites. that host a bunch and know their blogs. So I think that's kind of interesting how they're doing that. If you have ideas about this, remember, email me, droopsinfonomicon.org. I wouldn't know where to begin with things like that. But I guess if you're on the cutting edge of stuff, you can find out what the unofficial word is on things by reading the blogs. And you can watch buzz happen. And y'all, I know this hasn't been the greatest show ever, but we've been doing a lot of work with our other show that we're trying to start up. And we're actually recording an episode tonight. So I have to go do that. And I think this has been an Infonomicon. I think this is the shortest one ever. But that's okay. Because something new and good is coming out of the shortness. Anyway, I've been Droops, Mickey Finn.
days of drinking with Labrador, I just get an inkling to go on home. So I'm walking down Cold Harbor Lane, head hung low, 3 or 4 in the morning. The sun's coming up and the birds are out singing. I let myself into my pad, wind my way up that spiral staircase and stretch out nice on the Chesterfield. Hit the Cantripper's Erectus already on the CD player and I just push that remote button to sublimity. And listen to the sweet sculptural rhythms of Charles Mingus. And G.R. Monroe's and Jackie McLean duet on those saxophones, and the sound makes its way out the window, mingling with the traffic noises outside, you know. All of a sudden I'm overcome by a feeling of brief mortality, 'cause I'm getting on in the world, coming up on 41 years, 41 stony grave steps towards the grave, you know, the box awaits its grisly load, now I'm gonna be food for worms. And just like Charles Mingus wrote that beautiful piece of music, Epitaph for Eric Dolphy, I say, so long, Eric. So long, John Coltrane and Charles Mingus. So long, Duke Ellington and Lester Young. So long, Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald. So long, Jimmy Reed. So long, Muddy Waters. And so long, Howlin' Wolf.
Woke the best morning, got yourself a gun. Your mama always said you'd be there. On one, she said, one in a million, you got to burn the shine. You were no longer a bad sign with the blue moon in your eye. And you woke up this morning, all that love had gone. Your papa never told you about right and wrong. And but you're looking good, baby. I believe that you're feeling fine. Shake my body.
Help yourself, yeah. Woke up this morning, when you woke up this morning. Oh, yeah.